G'day, Harry. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, good to have you on the program. Considering the players you had out, just how satisfying was that win against Collingwood on the weekend?
Yeah, I think no matter the personnel for the weekend, it was always going to be satisfying to get a win. We desperately needed that one, and yeah, it's great to get one on the board. The boys are very happy.
Harry, nice to be at the MCG, I'd imagine, as well. Does that give the boys confidence walking into that stadium?
Yeah, definitely. I think we had a fair few boys that it was their first game at the MCG. Mm. So it was quite exciting, but I think we used that well. We sort of, before the game, just acknowledged that we had a really young team in, and that it was super exciting that we had these young guys like Connor Stone being able to debut on the MCG in front of his family. So yeah, we used that, and we played the way that we wanted to play, which was really pleasing as well.
Yeah, Harry, I've got to ask, mate, over the opening month of the competition, obviously it's frustrating not getting wins on the board, but I don't know, there was a real difference, I thought, in your approach to the game on Saturday. Right from the get-go, and I know you can say the intent was there in all games, but I don't know, there just looked something different about the Giants on the weekend. What did you put your finger on, or what are the coaching staff, what were they most pleased about in that performance?
Yeah, I think sort of everything came together, which was great for us, but I think we sort of, internally, we were pretty happy with our round one game. We probably should have won that game, I think. Our contest method was there, and we were fighting and scrapping. We just let a few little things out of our grasp, and at Freo, we were really disappointed. We played terribly there, and we sort of acknowledged that inside the footy club as well. And then we were quite happy with our game against the D's as well, who are a really good contested ball team and a really strong midfield, as we saw on the yesterday. So we knew that it was just a few things that we sort of had to get right, and it was ultimately just playing for four quarters and being consistent with it. So like I said, it was really pleasing to have some young guys come in and play four quarters of good footy and really be able to sort of stick it out, especially when Collingwood sort of got momentum during the game, which was something that we've struggled with. We've sort of let sides get away and kick four or three goals in a row, which hurts you badly.
Harry, how does the team handle that, I guess, the criticism that comes with playing with the Giants here in Sydney? Is it something, again, all teams say, you know, it's a distraction, you try and leave it, you don't bring it into the change room, you don't really talk about it, but I'd imagine even these days, if you don't read it in a paper like we used to when Loz and I were playing, now it's on social media every day, so it's not like you can get away from it. So how does this group of GWS players actually deal with it?
Yeah, it is quite hard, especially with social media. Like you said, it's hard to escape that sort of stuff. But I think we're sort of blessed in the fact that in Sydney it's not as big AFL, so you can get away from it a little bit more, I suppose. And the younger boys are really good at that anyway. But I think we've got a lot of young guys that have really level heads and that have really good leadership qualities as well. So they don't sort of buy into all that stuff, and there's not much change room talk saying who said this and who said that. Because we had a little bit of that last year, and in the hub it was really hard to escape that, I suppose, because guys are always talking to each other and you're sort of living in each other's pocket. So, but we've sort of tried to keep coming back to what we're good at, and our training standard through the month, win or loss, has been a high standard, which I think is the best sign that you're heading in the right direction. We haven't had any blow-ups or anything like that. So, we're going all right. And I think like I said, it's more about consistency and making sure that we're playing four quarters of footy and not letting teams sort of use momentum to sort of get on top of us to a stage where we can't sort of wrestle it back.
Yeah, and you needed your senior players to stand up, and Toby Green, the acting captain, certainly did that on the weekend. Had a cracking game, and tell us a little bit about his captaincy style. Is he much of a talker, or is he just hard at the footy and competes on plays and just gets himself into contests and away he goes?
Yeah, he's definitely probably more a lead by actions player at the moment, but it's something that he's worked really, really hard on the last couple of years, and last year was probably his biggest step, where he stepped into the the leadership group and really took hold and started to sort of have a lot more input. And we know how good a player he is, so it's so valuable. And he's one of those guys that when he speaks, everyone just shuts up and listens. So it's quite inspiring as well, just to have someone who can sort of step straight in and fill Cogs' shoes, and it feel quite seamless as well. Like, we'd love to have a lot of our leadership out there, our leadership group, which we unfortunately lost, but being able to sort of just jump in and then lead by his actions as well, obviously. Having a great game was something that was quite inspiring.
Must be looking forward to this Saturday's game when you take on the Swannies at the SCG. I mean, they're going enormous at the moment, the Swans. They haven't lost a game, and you'll get a good indication of where you guys are at.
Yeah, the Swans are in really good form, obviously. We played them twice before the season, one in a practice match and one in the Amy series. And you can sort of tell that they've got some young, almost seamlessly slotted into an AFL quality player. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to playing them. We love playing the Swans, and hopefully it's a packed house at the SCG for the first derby of the year.
Those young guns they've got, they've certainly been getting a lot of attention. Going to give them a bit of a rough up this week, Harry. welcome to the big leagues.
They have, but they deserve it, I think. They've got a lot of young boys that are, like I said, really, really good. So, but we do as well. So we've got a really young team at the moment who's really hungry as well. So it might be the young boys roughing up the young boys, which would be great to see, I'm sure, for fans.
Harry, do you plan for Buddy Franklin to play, and does he make a significant difference to your preparation if he does or doesn't?
Yeah, we certainly plan for him to play. Obviously, he's come back in, which you love to see it, really. You love to see the best players in the league playing. It'd be good if he got rested again this week. I'm not going to lie, but one-on, one-off. But no, we're definitely planning for him, and whether it's Lockie Keith who gets him or maybe a younger player, we're not sure yet. But, yeah, obviously, we've played games against Buddy, and, yeah, obviously, in this day and age, one player doesn't make too much of a difference as far as a whole team, and we're looking at their whole team more because they're going really well at the moment.
And what about yourself, Harry? Do you watch a lot of AFL and do you know a lot about the Swans? Because they're talking about this different style that the Swans have adopted this year with a new assistant coach with Don Pike there in charge of their attack. But do you follow, do you watch your opponents, or do you just go on what your coaches show you and tell you at training?
Yeah, I think everyone sort of takes in stuff differently. I think some guys watch a lot more footy than others, and during the week I'll watch a lot of stuff behind the goals, especially being forward. I like to see what defenders do behind the goals and off the play. So everyone sort of does their own sort of thing during the week, but ultimately when we're watching how a team plays, and like I said, we've played this one twice already, so we've seen glimpses of this this game style that everyone's sort of talking about, and we know that it's quite damaging and that they've sort of come a long way in that sense. So, yeah, I think we'll sort of hone in on it a little bit this week, but having sort of had those couple games against the Swans already, I think really helps as far as your individual positions and what your matchups might look like.
Well, Harry, enjoy Derby Week, mate. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.